Committee leadership will include Tony Allen, Tizzy Lockman, a Wilmington parent, and Kenny Rivera, president of the Red Clay School District and a local teacher. Five committees within the commission were also announced. They include redistricting, charter and district collaboration, student poverty, funding, and parent engagement. Committees will meet at different times, says Dan Ridge, who will serve as the commission's policy director.
And the pace of each committee will depend on what the timeline is, right? So redistricting, we are underway. We'll continue to be underway. We're going to work on that. We're working on that daily, weekly with the districts. That'll continue throughout the process. Others, as important as they are, and they're critically important, but they don't have quite the same short-term demands on a timetable. There'll be a longer-term process.
The commission needs to deliver a detailed redistricting plan to the State Board of Education for approval by December 31st. That plan must include how to fund Red Clay School District absorbing Christina and Colonial City students and schools as part of Wilmington redistricting. If approved, the plan will still need a joint resolution of the General Assembly before going into effect. Rich says the commission's first meeting will likely happen next week. A website showcasing the commission's work will launch September 1st at solutionsfordelawareschools.org. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Ann Hoffman.